Stewart has nothing to lose. That's why he's the only honest man standing.
Hey, Andy, I noticed you gave Irwin some gum, but you didn't offer me any.
Hold on, Ken. Oh, this is going to be a great show.
Can I get some gum?
This is great, Ken. This is off to a great start. No, you can't get gum. I don't want to hear you chomping on gum right in the microphone.
I'm going to save it for later.
Yeah. No, I know you, and you'll save it up.
You know, we got a lot of complaints about last week's show.
We did?
Yeah, you want to know what people are complaining about?
Yeah.
The microphones were distorting.
They were?
Yeah, this is how far you should be from the mic.
What are you showing me?
This is how far you should be from the mic.
You mean I was too close to the mic?
You're too close. Yeah.
Was your microphone distorting?
Yeah, but I just try to keep up with you.
You mean because I was distorting, you were intentionally leaning into the mic?
I was speaking louder and getting closer and closer.
Buddy, what a good friend you are.
Yeah.
What a good friend. You didn't want me to be the only one embarrassing myself.
Right, exactly.
You didn't want me to be the only non-professional.
Right.
Oh, buddy, you fell on your own sword.
Well,
you
not,
are a true, true friend.
Not my sword, but a sword.
You borrowed a sword.
Yeah.
Could I borrow your sword and fall on it?
That's not exactly the way I put it, but...
My little friend Ken Friedman.
Can I get some gum for later?
Did Irwin return the gum to me? Yeah, I have gum. Yeah, Juicy Fruit.
Oh, I love Juicy Fruit.
Hey, you want some ABC gum?
Already been chewed gum? No, thank you.
Oh, have you heard that one?
I have heard that one.
It stands for already been chewed.
Yes, I got it. Thank you. Wow, Andy gave me two sticks of Juicy Fruit. So welcome to 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman. This is your program. Nice snort there.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem.
Did you really just put the gum in your pocket for later?
Yes.
Dear God.
I'm not going to...
Dear God, that's just... There's a sadness to that.
I'm not going to...
You took the gum now for later on the air.
I happen to be out of gum in my car. I keep the gum in the car.
Do you want some A-B-R-O-M-T gum?
Sure, what's that?
Already been rubbed on my tushy? Have you heard that one?
No.
You're just not with it, man. You got to keep up with the new jokes.
Can I subscribe to the new jokes?
Yeah, you can subscribe. Yeah. How you doing, buddy? How was your week?
It's been okay. It's been okay. Still trying to get better. Still trying to get to 100%.
Yeah, fighting off. You had a little touch of the Ebola.
Yep.
Little Ebola virus. The 24-hour Ebola.
Yeah, the 24-hour Ebola became the 6-week Ebola.
Oh, my friend, my little buddy. You got to take care of yourself. What would I do without you?
I don't know.
Who would run those little knobs and turn all the dials?
We'd have to bring Will back from L.A.
Who's Will?
Will was the person you started this program with.
What's his last name?
Baum, I think.
Oh, Will Baum. Well, he was... He was a son of a friend of mine, actually a producer friend of mine. And yeah, he's now happily married, successful, well-adjusted... I believe a therapist of some kind.
Really?
What the hell would he want to come back here for?
A psychedelic therapist?
What the hell is that? What is a psychedelic therapist?
That's somebody who uses LSD and psilocybin to
address your problems, your therapeutic, to address your psychological problems?
Yeah.
The void in your life?
To provide
He fills it with acid?
Yeah, to provide a conversion experience.
How's that work? What's the percentage of success there?
With alcoholics, it has a 70% success rate.
Yeah, getting for 25 minutes.
Getting them to stop drinking. No, for quite a while.
Great. That's how long it takes them to get out the window and onto the ledge. Because they can fly, you know.
Oh, you're talking about Diane Linkletter.
I am?
Yeah.
Wait, I am?
Yeah, that was the celebrated case of somebody... jumping out the window.
Art Linkletter's daughter?
Yeah, Art Linkletter's daughter.
She thought she could fly?
Yeah.
And could she?
No, she did not take my advice.
What, flap harder?
No, start from the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's good advice.
If you think you can fly, start from the ground.
Yeah. Good advice, Ken.
Thank you. Anyway.
Hey, but wait. But wait, hold on. We just stumbled accidentally.
That's right. Because
onto a great segue.
Right. Art Linkletter's, he was famous. He had his daily show on TV, and his daughter, you know, took up with the hippies and ran away and would not make any contact. And he put out a single. He actually put out a single called We Love You, Call Collect. Do you remember that?
No, it was kind of like, it was kind of a message to his daughter.
Yeah.
Because there was no other way to reach it, reach his daughter?
Yeah, that's right. He put out a single to reach his daughter. Next thing you know,
She's out the seventh floor window.
She jumped out a window.
Did he get other people to call him collect? Maybe did people misunderstand and thought it was meant for them?
You know, I bet he did get a lot of prank collect calls.
Yeah, I bet
to
he
tell
did.
You the truth.
I bet he did.
Yeah.
Until he got the real call from the Malibu Police Department.
The Youngs, of course, don't even know who Art Linkletter is.
No, and it doesn't matter, really.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so last week's show didn't work on any level.
No, it worked on many levels. Last week
but
was
just a little distorted.
Aging hippies say
hippies
the
say the darndest things. Speaking of Art Linkletter.
Yeah, the hippies were undistorted. It was you and me who were distorted.
Maybe that's what we're meant to be, but a little distorted. But hold on. You mentioned therapy. You mentioned a distraught father,
right,
or father-son, and estranged father and daughter. And that's a perfect segue. Why we have to embrace it. That's our show.
Do it. Do the segue.
Well,
don't talk about the segue. Do the segue.
Father's Day is fast approaching.
It's Sunday. I can't wait. Because your son always gets me the greatest Father's Day present.
Oh, yeah. Evan loves you. Hey, I had a nice chat with your daughter, your beautiful daughter.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, we're going to try to come by for the Father's Day celebration.
Yeah, come on by.
Yeah.
We're having a Pandora party.
What's that?
Well, you know Pandora, the app, the music app?
Oh, yeah, Pandora.
You can put any song in.
Right.
And it will play that song, and then it will play other songs that are similar.
Oh, that's great. I know what song I'm going to put in.
What are you going to put in?
No.
It better not be my song.
Give Peace a Chance.
Okay, great. See, that'll be great. Then we'll listen to the similar songs for, let's say, an hour. And then it'll be my turn. Rocket Man by Elton John.
God.
Come on. And then we'll listen to a similar songs for an hour. And then we'll put in Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting by Elton John. And we'll listen to, it'll find similar songs. It's a Pandora party.
I think I might be busy this Sunday, actually.
Oh, man.
If it's a nice day,
yeah.
I'm probably going to want to be outside.
You don't want to miss my Pandora parties. They're famous.
Yeah. All
right. Give me another song.
In the year 2525.
Yeah, we could put that in.
Okay.
And then we'll find similar songs. Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John. That'll be my next
song.
And Kiki D. You never know what Pandora's going to serve up. That's why people love my Pandora parties.
So anyway, you're such a prolific father. You're so experienced as a father.
Yeah. Five kids.
That we thought.
So you know I've had sex at least five times. That's the minimum.
No.
That's the minimum.
No.
I've had five kids.
No, you might have had triplets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You might have had twins.
No, none of them are twins.
Triplets?
My minimum number is five. How many kids do you have? Two.
Hang on a second. Two.
The actual number is almost twice that.
So we want people who've had problems with their dads.
Yeah. This is what we're offering as a public service on this Father's Day. If you're estranged from your father, or you had trouble with your father, or your father passed before you could get closure, if there's anything you wish your father had said to you, if your father owed you an apology, owed you an explanation, let me say the words you long to hear, the words you want to hear. Let me fill that void. I'm 60. Wait, how old am I?
65, I think.
Well, wait, 1955. I'm 63 years old.
You have to carry the one. Did you do that?
I don't really know. But I'm in my early 60s. But maybe that's about your father's age. Maybe that's close to your father's current age, or maybe it's the age your father would have been. Anyway, I can stand in for your father. If you give me a call, I will say the words you long to hear, the words he never said. I will apologize. I will take the blame. I will tell you how proud I am of you. The words you never heard from your father, You can hear it now from a guy who's about your father's age.
This is a real service.
Yeah. I'm Father Lee. I'm Father-ish. I'm more than that. I'm a real dad. Four or five times over. Six, seven, I lost count. 201-209-9368. Let me be your father. Let me heal that wound. There's an open wound in your life. There's a void. I can help you. 201-209-9368. I will say the words to you that your old man either wouldn't say or couldn't say.
And if you're a motherless child, we have a special hotline for you tonight. That number is 201-209-0483.
What makes someone a motherless child?
Well, they don't have a mother anymore. Their mother.
What if their mother passed only recently? What if they had a mother for most of their life?
That makes them a motherless child now.
Are you a motherless child?
I am.
Are you an orphan?
I am.
You've lost both your parents?
Yeah. You're not an orphan, though. You're not a motherless child.
No, my mom's still hanging in. She's hanging in there.
Still kicking.
Not kicking much.
Well, good luck to your mom.
Thanks, buddy. That means the world to me. Yeah. Thanks.
I was once, I can't go into details on the specifics here, but I was once at a gathering of people whose father had just passed. And one of the kids just broke down in anger over her dad, where everybody else was talking, you know, very sympathetically.
Right.
And then she just had so much to get out of her system.
Unresolved issues. Did the father in question pass suddenly?
No.
Oh, well.
No. But that's what happens when people don't get it out. They don't
well, that's what
make their peace with their dad.
Ken, that's why I'm here. 201-209-9368. If your father has passed and there's something you wish he had said, I will say those words. If he's still with you but is incommunicative. If your father is still with us but incommunicative.
Mute.
I can speak the words you long to hear.
Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Hi. How's it going, fellas?
Good.
I really don't have anything for my dad to say via Andy, but I want to call and apologize to Andy. Years ago...
Apology accepted. Apology accepted. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling. Apology done.
That's how you do it.
Hi. You're
awesome.
Hi, you're on the air.
I got the apology, and I didn't, and I avoided the story. Perfect.
All is forgiven.
Hi,
perfectly
Jim.
Played.
Jim, you're on the air. Thank God you called. We were just stuck on the phone with Paul.
Wait, we just lost Jim.
That was actually Paul. We lost him. You offended him. You used him like a prop.
Ken, can I ask you something seriously?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Why do I
do
that?
Yeah, what is wrong with you? We're doing a call-in show.
I know.
It's predicated on people wanting to call in.
What is wrong with me?
The first person.
I'm the first. I'm asking you what's wrong with me. I need help.
You know what it is?
Why do I sabotage my own show? It's even worse than that. I drive here for an hour.
Yeah.
I do this for free. I come in, I put on these headphones.
You can't resist the zinger.
And I sabotage my own show.
Right,
I'm my worst enemy.
That was classic self-sabotage.
Am I afraid of success? Am I afraid to engage?
Well, how did you feel when he called? When we first got him on the air, what was going through your head?
Well, he was off topic, right?
That's true.
So I was
you were annoyed right away.
A little bit annoyed and disappointed, and then he said, "I want to offer Andy an apology." And I thought it would be funny,
right? Opportunity for zinger.
Opportunity to say apology accepted and then hang up quickly.
Yes. So yeah, it is. You can't resist the zinger.
But at what price? What price did I pay? He seemed like a nice guy.
Well, here's the price. The switchboard is empty.
Exactly. That's one. That is the price.
Yeah.
But no, it's worse than that, Ken. It's worse than that. And I've discouraged other callers.
Exactly. That's why the switchboard is empty.
I know. It's not just empty now. It may be empty for the next 45 minutes.
Right.
People, don't you understand?
I know. People
don't you understand?
I do understand.
How bad my behavior is, how self-defeating it is.
I understand. People tell me all the time that they're scared of you, and that's why they don't call 7-7.
What is? I know. And I, what am I doing a call-in show for if my behavior is repelling calls? It would be as if, I don't know if you're... if you can handle metaphors at this time, but it would be as if someone had a call-in show and was repelling listeners.
Whoa. Did you just use a metaphor?
Well, that was a bad metaphor.
Oh, man.
It was pretty literal.
No, don't do that again.
Okay, how about this? What if I promise? Let me get that guy. What was his name, the guy?
It was Paul in Arkansas.
Okay, Paul, if you're listening, I apologize to you. I know you called to apologize to me. I'm apologizing to you. I'm asking for one more chance. Just hit the redial button. You don't even have to punch in the 10 numbers, Paul. All you have to do is hit redial. Give me another chance. Nick won't bother you. Nick, just put that guy right through. Paul, I feel terrible. 201-209-9368. And if not Paul, anyone else who is missing a father in their life, longs to hear words that their father never said. 201-209-9368. I really feel embarrassed and bad. What is wrong with me?
I don't know. Are you in therapy right now? Couples therapy? Any kind
of? I feel like I am at the moment.
Are you in any kind of therapy?
Tell me more about that LSD therapy.
Okay.
I guess step one, you lock the windows, right?
Most people don't jump out the window. Most people who trip, they don't do that. There was a lot of LSD therapy in the 50s and 60s. Tons of it. Tons of serious academic research about the power of psychedelics to break addictions, to break depression, to cure anxiety.
Yeah, how'd that work out? Those 60s, they were almost completely anxiety-free.
It worked out great, actually. But then Timothy Leary came along and blew it for everybody. And Diane Linkletter, too.
By opening up that window. You know, if she really could fly, if she flew away, we'd all be singing a different tune right now.
That's true.
I kind of am mad at her for not being able to fly.
Yeah.
201-209-9368.
She just wasn't dressed right. She wasn't dressed appropriately.
Well, she didn't really flap her wings at all.
Well, she didn't even have a squirrel suit. I mean,
yeah.
She didn't have anything that you would need to fly.
Yeah. She didn't even have a squirrel suit.
You know those shoes that have the giant springs on them?
Yeah.
She could have used those. She wasn't wearing those.
Those Inspector Gadget hats with the whirly, twirly, whirly from
right.
them.
Right?
Yeah. She left that at home.
The flubber? Nowhere to be seen?
The flubber. She went out the window and what?
You forgot your flubber.
I wonder at one point she realized that she forgot her flubber. Probably, I'd say the sixth or seventh floor is when it occurred to her. She left the flubber. I bet her last thought was, oh, geez, it was on my bureau, the bedroom bureau. Did I leave my flubber?
Well, since nobody's calling.
Diane Linkletter forgot her flubber. Come on, people. Come on, people. You can't get better radio banter than that. That's as good as it gets. My God, what else do they want out there?
Is that as good as it gets?
Yes! What else do these people want? 201-209-9368. I'll really play it straight. I'll be so good if you call. Oh, is that Paul?
Maybe.
Nick, just put him through. Sweetheart, Nick, just put him through. Maybe Nick wants me to talk to him.
You want to thank the people who helped us send out T-shirts?
Yes, today? I will. Oh, we had some volunteers come in today?
Yep.
Oh, God bless them all. Hey, thanks to John. Thanks to Jeff. Thanks to Peter. Thanks to Nathan. Thanks to Michelle. Thanks to Karen, Nick, Gil, Tess, and Raphael.
Well done, Andy. You didn't make fun of any of them.
No, I'm grateful to all of them. Did they send out our little marathon premium?
No.
Our beer, what was it, our beer cozies? Or
the set of six-pack labels.
Yeah, how's that going?
It's going great. Four are done.
Four out of what?
Six. This is why I need you to write two.
201-209-9368. Hey, Nick, just put him through, buddy.
Rebecca in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
Hi, Ken. I'm doing well.
How are you? Is this Father's Day? Is this a little bittersweet for you?
No, actually, it's not. I just wanted to offer a different perspective because I have an amazing father.
Fine.
I live 3,000 miles from him, so that's kind of how we make it work.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So he's outside the U.S. then?
Or on...
Oh, no. Okay, so 23,000. Sorry. I just...
Oh, he's on the other...
I rounded way up.
Oh, okay. So he's in California
the other coast.
He's in New Mexico. Uh-huh.
So you'll be Skyping him on Father's Day?
Probably FaceTiming or maybe just a call. He's actually asked for nothing for Father's Day.
Well, he sounds like a great guy, and you sound like you're blessed to have him in your life. And are you hinting that you're blessed that he's in your life and that he's so far away? Is that part of the blessing?
I'm blessed because he's out of my life, but in my life by being out of it.
You mean he's not personally there? Well, now, is there anything I can do? Can I be a proxy father? And is there some unfinished business, some closure you would like? Is there words he never said to you?
Oh, yeah. You can say, forget all of the mess that you created when you were a teenager. And I forgive you, and I'm proud.
Okay. I'm sorry. And your name, of course, again?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I don't think that was it. Was it?
No, that was it.
I'm not sure.
Why didn't you ask her?
I'm too shy. Hey, Rebecca. Rebecca, this is your dad. I know you're busy, but I just wanted to call. There's something that I've been meaning to say, and I know I should have said it years and years ago. I just want to tell you that I've been playing over these scenes from from when you were younger and the fights we had, and I just don't want any more time to go by without you knowing how much I love you and how sorry I am. It was all my fault. I guess I think I just was mad at myself. It had nothing to do with you. And I was mad at my own life. And I just want you to know that I love you and I'm so proud of you. You're the joy of my life. I wouldn't know what I'd do without you, sweetheart.
If you could ever find it
in your heart to forgive me. You don't owe me any forgiveness, but I just want you to know that I'm so sorry for all of it.
Well, thanks, Dad.
You're welcome, darling. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
And I love you, too.
Therapy is working every weekend.
Oh, good.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Oh, good. Just keep that window locked, honey.
See, LSD therapy is very popular.
Yeah. Bring that flubber with you.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the flubber.
Don't forget the flubber.
Write a note on your hand.
Yeah. Don't pull a link letter on us. Thanks very much, Rebecca. I love you.
We have a full switchboard.
That's how you do it, my friend. People need this more than anything. This is probably the greatest public service we ever offered.
Frank, you're on the air.
201-209-9368. Hey. Hi, Frank.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy. Is your father still with us? Is he alive?
Yeah, he's alive, but we don't talk much.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Frank. How long since you actually had a nice heart-to-heart with your dad?
I guess 1 year ago.
And was there one incident? Was there one incident that came between you?
I kind of realized that he's just a weird person. And a year ago, I kind of realized we never communicated in a quality way. And that became kind of a sad realization.
Frank, can I tell you something as your father?
Yeah.
I know that I'm a difficult person. And I've always been a difficult person. I think as you get older, you begin to see your parents as people, as adults, as human beings instead of just your parent. And I hope you can see me for all my flaws and see past them. And I just want you to know that even if you stay mad at me for the rest of my life, even if you never talk to me again, my son, I'm going to love you. I'm going to love you with all my heart. And I just want you to know I'm so proud of you. And I just want you to forgive me my faults if you can. And I hope as time goes on, you'll come around and come back into my life. But if you don't, even if you don't, I'll understand it. To be honest, if I was my own son, I'd treat me the same way you're treating me. So it's completely understandable. But I want you to know how much you mean to me.
Wow.
That's powerful.
That was incredible,
I love
Andy.
You. I love you, Frank. That's why I'm here.
Dad?
Yeah.
One more question. What do I do not to be the same to my child that will be with us pretty soon? How?
Do you know what? If I am nothing more in your life than a cautionary tale, if I'm a bad example, then even that I will accept. Even that I'd be grateful for. If you just use me as a bad example and vow to yourself to do the opposite or to do better. And you know what? I know you will. I know you will. You're a better man than I was.
Damn, Andy.
Yeah.
Where'd you learn how to do this?
I just gotta, the sincerity is so easy after you practice it. And I practice sometimes at home with my own kids.
In front of the mirror?
Yeah, no, with my own kids, pretending to be sincere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, where did you learn to pretend to be sincere?
From the back of Boy's Life.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah, sent away for a little book.
Okay, Frank. God bless you. Good luck. 201-209-9368. Hey, it's Andy and Ken, and we're saying stuff that you wish your father had said to you years ago.
And the phone number is 201-209-9368.
Boy, there is a sadness here. Our phones are all lit up.
Kayla, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi, Kayla.
Hi there.
Hi, is this Father's Day a little bittersweet for you?
It is. I'm still in contact with my father, but sometimes he's emotionally unavailable to me.
Hmm. Okay, was there a divorce in your life?
Is there what?
Are your parents divorced?
No, they're not.
Okay, will you be seeing him on this weekend?
No, I won't.
Will you be calling him?
I will be calling him.
And when was was there one incident that sort of came between you, or was it just something gradual and over the years?
Just gradual and over the years. I just feel like my father doesn't always get me.
Your father doesn't know. I'm sorry. What?
He doesn't always
doesn't
get
always
her.
Get oh. me as a person.
You know what? I'm going to be your father for a minute. Can I talk to you for
All
a minute
right.
as dad, Kayla? Kayla, I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're busy. I know you have a life. And I don't know, I don't know how you're going to take this, but I didn't want another day to go by without telling you I've been thinking long and hard about our relationship. And I just feel I owe you the biggest apology. I'm so wrapped up in myself. I'm just so obsessed with myself and so self-centered sometimes. And I never really took a step back and looked at you as a whole person. And now that I've been doing that, actually, and I'm just so proud of you. You're just a wonderful, wonderful woman and a wonderful human being. And I just want you to know you're the light of my life. And I am so, so sorry that I've taken you for granted and I haven't been there for you. And I certainly understand why you've been angry at me and frustrated. I'd feel the same. But I just want you to know that I love you, darling.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, Kayla.
That was so sweet.
That's why I'm here. This is what we do. This feels great. I've never been this helpful. I've never been this positive a force for anyone.
I've never heard such sustained sincerity from you ever.
I'm exhausted.
It's amazing.
I don't know how nice people do it. It's exhausting.
Well, you made my heart swell.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm kind of dizzy from pretending to be this nice. You don't have any of that LSD you mentioned earlier, do you, Ken?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. All this reality, man, is kind of weighing on me. Hey, 201-209-9368.
Thanks for your call, Kayla.
All right, bye.
I'll be your dad. I'll be saying things you wish you could hear from your own dad.
Have you recovered? Are you ready for another one?
Yeah, this is kind of cool.
Wow.
This is cool. Do you want to try one?
I can't do it. No, there's no way I can do it. You've practiced.
I don't know where it's coming from.
Yeah, neither do I. I've never seen this side of you before.
What would be the worst call I get right now? Can you guess?
One of your own kids?
Yes. I would just freeze up. I think I would weep. I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones I really owe a real apology to.
Right, like
I
Julie.
Couldn't fake it.
Julie, the one who you tied to the chair.
I owe all five of them for different reasons. Sincere apology.
Yeah, I recall you strapped Julie to a belt.
No,
you strapped her to a chair with a belt.
Well, that's the one that you're taking everything out of context.
No, I'm not. Out of context?
You're leaving out the first part of the story.
Okay.
She gave me a look.
Ah, okay. She gave you a look. So
I could tell she was thinking something kind of snide.
So you strapped her into her chair with a belt.
No, we were just having fun. She kept getting up from the kitchen table. Right. It was all in fun.
Right.
It was in fun.
And then I think it was her tenth birthday.
Oh, for the love of God.
When you told her that she couldn't watch Grease anymore. And that was her favorite movie. And for her 10th birthday, you told her she couldn't watch it anymore.
And now Evan and Molly have their little phones and they're watching God knows what on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
24/7.
Pornhub. Pornhub in your pocket.
Why would you?
They're not listening. They heard you being sincere.
Yeah, it scared them.
Yeah.
Scared them to death. 201-209-9368. Hey, I'll be your dad.
You ready for another one? We've never had this hot a switchboard. Hi, Zachary in Indiana. You're on the air.
Hey, Zach. How are you?
Evening, Ken.
How's his Father's Day going to be for you, buddy?
Well, it just depends on how everything unfolds.
Your relationship with your dad is kind of it's kind of on and off, kind of unsteady, kind of inconsistent.
Yeah, chaotic to say the least.
Chaotic. Will you see him this weekend?
No, not physically, yeah. May do a phone call if I get word that he may be all right. Where he can take a phone call.
Do you mean emotionally all right or physically all right?
How much alcohol he's drank. You know, he starts Father's Day sometimes kind of early. Just depending on how much he abides in.
Let me tell you, as your father, can I talk to you as your father?
Oh, sure, Andy.
Hey, Zach, can I be honest with you? I've taken a deep breath. I've done a lot of thinking in the last couple of weeks, and this call is hard for me, but... if you just bear with me for a minute, I know I haven't been there for you, and I know I've hit the bottle more than I should. But it's just because I've hated myself. I just want to be someone else so bad sometimes, and I think drinking will do it. But I want you to know how much you mean to me, and how I'm really going to try to turn a corner, son, if you'll give me a chance. And I know I don't deserve it. It's the last. You don't owe me anything. But I want you to know that I'm sorry. And if you give me one more chance to be there for you, I think I could be a better man. And if I am a better man, it's because I want to be a better man for you.
Damn.
I appreciate that.
Zach, are you satisfied?
Yeah, because that's all I got.
I don't know about status. Well, the proof will be if you can do it. Dave. Well, you know, it's
of course. I know words are.
Before.
I know you've heard that before.
You're
I know. I know words
basis,
are easy.
So.
I know. I'm not asking. You to just trust me and give me and the benefit of any doubt. You'll see. This Father's Day, I may not be there, but next Father's Day, I'm going to be a new man. Give me a year, and it'll be worth the wait. I love you, son.
You know, something I've never been able to ask, what can I do for you? You know, I'm always scared of what the answer will be. But what can I do for you to get through that and not be so reliant?
You buy him a fifth of Jack.
No, Ken. I don't know why you think that's funny, Ken.
Consume it myself, Ken? Or in front of him, kind of let him know it can be done? He can have the willpower to do it?
You know what all I'm asking for you is to keep an open mind and to give me the benefit of just a little doubt. I know you're skeptical and you have every reason to be. Just keep an open mind and I think you'll see that I won't let you down.
Hey, Zach, I got a serious question for you because both of my parents were alcoholics. They each had a favorite drink. And both of those types of alcohol now disgust me. And I'm wondering what your dad's favorite alcohol was and whether you find it disgusting.
Well, it's more just on the beer side of things. But, he drinks just typical European imports generally. Uh-huh.
But you can still stomach beer.
I don't really drink them. Maybe on rare occasions, but uh-huh. yeah, not my go-to.
That's Zach's, well, that's Zach's reaction to it all. Yeah. He's kind of more straight edge. He's sober.
Uh-huh. Well, Zach, thanks a lot for your call. Have a good Father's Day.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Good luck with
now
the old man.
Now he will. Now that I filled that emotional gap for him.
Mm-hmm.
I built that emotional bridge for him.
I have found that children of alcoholics are generally repulsed by their parents' favorite drink.
If only your dad took LSD.
especially the
different man.
The smelly kind.
Yeah, if only you were repelled. If only your dad was a stoner, I'd have a different co-host.
Yep. That's true. I would love to hear from the child of a pothead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I wonder what that would be like, Ken, to have a child of a pothead in
your
life.
Well, you spoke to my daughter yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are either of your kids, do they indulge the way you do or did?
No. No. not to the degree I did. Well, they both went through a phase just like I did.
Yeah, a phase.
My phase.
It lasted from the age of 14 till 57.
Has not quite worn off.
Yeah, thank God. Yeah. That's why we love you.
Hey, the bisexual motherless child hotline is available now. That number is 201-209-0483.
But the rest of you can call our regular line, 201-209-9368.
We just lost Mark, but... we're going to pick up on Charlie. You're on the air. Hey, Charlie.
Hello?
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
This isn't Charlie. This is Francis.
Hi, Francis.
Hi, Francis. Thanks for calling.
Did I say Charlie? I meant to say Francis.
Ken thinks that's funny.
This will be a good one. Okay. My dad was diagnosed of stage 4 lung cancer when I was 6, and he died when I was 8.
Oh, baby.
And that was over 40 years ago. Wow. I'm almost 55.
And you have your fond memories of the man?
Yeah.
And you miss him, and Father's Day must be kind of tough for you.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be a tough one, but you know what? You know what? It feels like I'm far from you, but I'm always with you. I'm always with you, honey. And Francis, I am so proud of you and the life you built and the decisions you made. And I just want you to know that although I couldn't be with you, I couldn't hold your hand and walk you through life, I've always been next to you. And I think you felt that, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm glad you felt it. And what you were feeling was my love just brimming over and my pride. And I know there have been a few bumps along the way, and you made a few turns, the left turns and right turns that maybe in hindsight you wish you hadn't. But that's okay. It all is part of a learning experience. And I love where you ended up, and I love the person you are.
Man, that was awesome.
That's amazing, Andy. That made me tear up a little bit.
Oh, well, I'm happy. I wanted to make someone cry today, and I was hoping it would be Ken.
Well, you also got me to cry, too, so it's a twofer.
That's right. Of course, it's a twofer. I wish I could get paid by the person I make cry.
Don't we all?
Hey, thanks very much for Francis.
Thanks, Francis.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 201-209-9368. We're making girls cry. We're making Ken cry.
I can't get over how good you are at this.
Feels kind of good. I feel like I'm really helping people.
Yeah, I think you are. My dad never apologized to me for anything.
Well, he was never wrong. I knew your dad.
Yeah.
He batted 1,000.
Yeah.
That man was amazing.
True.
He was a god.
And your dad died when you were quite young, right?
Pancreatic cancer. What did your dad die of?
Just general organ failure.
Not bad. Nothing to be ashamed of.
That's no pancreatic cancer.
I know, look, my dad died of the king of cancers, but I don't want to intimidate you. you know, at the end of the day, they're both dead, Ken. They're both equally dead.
I don't think pancreatic cancer is the king of cancer.
You don't think pancreatic cancer is the king of cancer?
No.
You have a lot to learn about cancer.
Brain cancer is the king of cancers.
I think whatever you got the last couple of weeks,
that's the Ebola.
Six-week Ebola. Yeah, the six-week Ebola.
Maddie, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Maddie.
Listen,
I think Francis kind of stole my thunder.
Oh, what? So, did your dad pass when you were little?
Well, I was a little bit older, so in some ways, you know, it might be a little bit harder. But my dad, who was amazing, by the way, was killed on his way to work by a drunk driver.
Oh, no.
And I was 15.
Oh, no.
I obviously miss him, and as I parent, I often think about what he would feel about my own kids. And so Father's Day is kind of a mixed bag for me.
Oh, my darling. Oh, sweetheart.
That's such a hard age to lose a parent at.
It is. And you know what makes it harder, Maddie, is you lost him suddenly. You never had a chance for any real closure, and you never had a chance to say goodbye.
It's true.
Oh, baby. Well, I got to tell you, as your dad, I got to tell you, I know you've built your own life and you've had to do it without me, but you never really did it without me. And I know 15 seems like it was too young, and of course it was too young, but you were with me long enough that you absorbed me, and 15 years, it's too short a time, but it was long enough for you to get to know me, and when you're wondering what I'm thinking and you're wondering if I'm with you, the answer is yes, because you had, and I'm just so grateful we had those years together. Some people don't get 15 years, and I'm grateful we had that. And so just want you to know that you're doing great, and I'm so proud of you, and I couldn't ask for, I wouldn't change you if I could. I wouldn't change one thing about you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Maddie.
That's really nice.
You bet, baby. Have a great Father's Day.
Thank you.
Okay, honey.
Thanks for calling, Maddie.
Thanks for calling, Maddie. You know what? This is kind of therapy for me, too.
Yeah.
Why don't I talk to my own kids like this?
I don't know. Why don't
I have
you?
Five kids. I owe them each a real apology. This is kind of, now I'm realizing I can do it. I can actually do it.
Have you ever apologized to your kids?
I think I do all the time, but they know I don't mean it. They know me well enough. You're saying your dad never sat you down and said, been thinking about it, been mulling it over.
No, he could not ever admit that he was wrong. That was one of his worst qualities.
Yeah, I have a lot of problems.
You
with
know,
that.
He was like from the Mad Men era.
Yeah. Lord knows I have my issues. Lord knows I have my problems, but that ain't one of them. I can admit I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. In fact, I have to admit I'm wrong because I'm wrong so much.
Yeah, my dad was very much like Don Draper. That's why watching Mad Men was like watching my childhood.
Kind of, he was very self-contained.
Yeah, very self-contained.
Not very emotive.
Yeah, but he was also like a philanderer like Don Draper.
Oh, no. Oh, and, I don't want to. Oh, you know, I'm sorry.
Had a drinking problem.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
And, you know, all those things. And then I really related to Maddie right there because my mom died when I was 15, and that was rough because I was going through a period.
My dad had pancreatic cancer, the king of cancers.
I stand down.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, you were talking about your mom.
I stand.
No, I shouldn't have interrupted.
I can't compete.
Hey, just because my dad died of the best cancer doesn't mean you don't have an interesting
story
to tell.
It's not the best cancer.
It's a pretty good down good one. Man, organ failure.
There's
organ failure.
There's brain cancer.
Yeah,
that's more prestigious than pancreatic cancer.
I think pancreatic cancer is still a tough diagnosis to get.
There's bone cancer.
Yeah. I'm not saying there aren't other bad cancers. I can't believe you're sitting here on my show belittling my dad's cancer.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No,
it's the worst cancer.
It's not. I'm impressed.
Oh, you can go to hell.
I am impressed
with you. You can go to hell.
With your dad's pancreatic cancer. Okay, Sam in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you? Thanks for calling. Right, thanks. How's Father's Day? Is Father's Day a holiday you kind of dread?
Actually, I have a pretty good relationship.
We have a terrible connection.
Hey, Sam, can you
talk? Sorry, I couldn't hear you there.
Yeah, talk on the phone if you can.
I hope your connection with your father is better than the connection you have with us. Oh, shut up.
Actually, I have a pretty good relationship with my dad, but it's my grandfather, my mother's father, who I can't wrap my mind around him.
Is he still alive?
No, he died when I was 6 years old.
Why is that relationship difficult or important?
Because he was such a huge influence on all of our lives, but I feel like I just don't even know him.
You mean he was a successful man?
Yeah, he was successful. He had his own ad buying business in Manhattan, like when TV started to become popular.
Well, Sam, let me just tell you, as your grandpa, what did you call him? Grandpa what?
We call him Grampy.
Grampy. Sam, I'm going to be Grampy for just 1 minute. I'm just going to take a minute here to tell you, although I had some success in business and I seem larger than life, that's not how you measure a man. You measure a man by his character, by his honesty, by his earnestness, by how he treats other people. In all those categories, you've done me more than proud. And I just love you for that. And by any measure, you have me beaten. And I just want you to know how proud I am. And I wish I was there for you. But if I could be an inspiration to you, if I can influence you in any way, just my memory and my just by example, then I'm happy to do that. God bless you, son.
Okay.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, that Sam.
That makes sense, sure. Said Sam. That makes sense.
I can beat pancreatic cancer now.
Is it another kind of cancer?
Yes. Testicular.
That's a good one.
Yep. Ha!
Hey, it's funny you mentioned that. I had a little bit of a scare last night.
Oh, really?
I was in bed. It was about 1 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I felt a small lump about the size of a marble on my neighbor's testicles.
Oh, man. That's scary.
Yeah, I was a little scared.
Yeah. Was he a member of your masturbation club?
Yes, he was. Thank you for letting me segue into my failed stand-up comedy act.
The phone number here is 201.
Can I tell you something? I'm exhausted.
I know. This is amazing. Sam is saying...
I give.
Sam on the chat board says you should do a show where you play both Andy Breckmans. This Andy Breckman and the regular Andy Breckman.
The empathetic Andy Breckman? The only problem is I hate this Andy Breckman.
You do? Why?
Oh, he's just so...
You're making a lot of people cry tonight.
I am?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm doing my job.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
We only have 10 minutes left for you to talk to your dad.
I think I could do this every week. I mean, if a show did this every week, it would be a huge hit, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
We should do this every Father's Day.
Yeah. I need somebody.
We should get some empathetic chicken to do it for Mother's Day.
I need somebody to stand in for my mom. Because my dad, I made my peace with him. I was there for him in his room for the last 2 weeks of his life.
Did your mom die suddenly?
Yeah, kind of suddenly. I mean, we weren't expecting it when it happened, but I was pulling away from her when it happened. I had my first girlfriend, and I was starting to do drugs, and I was just like running around like a crazy guy.
Is there a conversation you wish you had with her?
Well, she died right at the moment when I was rejecting her. You know how all teenagers reject their parents?
Sure,
and that was the moment when I was really actively rejecting her.
You know what? Can I tell you something, Ken?
Yeah.
Look at me. Ken, look at me. She knew that you loved her. She could see it. She was so smart. She was so wise.
Mm-hmm.
She understood people. She had her failings. She had her issues. But she was a smart woman, and she knew it. She just looked at you, and she knew. And she also knew look at me, Kenneth. She knew the man you would be, and she knew what a great father you'd be.
Aw, thank you, Andy.
And she took that with her.
I really have been racked by guilt my whole life.
Well, now it's gone. Guilt's gone.
All right.
Gone. Done and done.
Phone
My
number
work here is done.
Phone number here is 201-209.
I'm like the therapeutic Lone Ranger. I just come into town, I solve the problem, and I ride out of town.
201-209.
With my little Indian, Kemosabe Friedman.
Tonto.
Yeah, Tonto Friedman.
Tonto is the little Indian, not Kemosabe.
Kemosabe Friedman.
Kemosabe
Tonto
is
Friedman.
Kemosabe
means friend.
No, Kemosabe is what Tonto called the Lone
yeah,
Ranger.
Yeah, my partner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
We need more calls at 201-209-9368. And of course,
it's our Father's Day special. I'm channeling the father you wish you had.
And the Motherless Children Hotline is still 201-209-0483. If you're a motherless child who rolls both ways, that is. And Gary in Sullivan County, you're on the air.
Has anyone?
Hey there. Hey,
has
Dad.
Anyone called? Hey, Gary, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And so is this Father's Day? Is this going to be you have some mixed emotions on Father's Day?
Yeah, you know what? I lost my dad. He died in 2003.
Oh, he died, and, okay.
Yeah, he died 2003, and we'd always had a decent relationship, but I couldn't help but feel he was trying to make a man out of me, and because I think he knew something that took me a long time to figure out myself, and that was that I was actually gay, and I did the straight thing for a good number of years. I got married, I had kids, I have grandkids.
Okay.
But I had a come to Jesus moment by myself.
And you mean after after he passed?
Yeah, after he passed, and I did try to live a truthful life, and I was just always been curious about what he would have said to me.
I can tell you,
I
know
about it.
I know exactly what he'd say. He'd say, "Gary, I'm going to be honest with you. I am, you're wondering if I'm surprised. You're wondering if I'm in shock. And sometimes I think I've seen you more clearly than you could see yourself. And I wish we had this conversation years earlier. It pains me that we never did. But I just want you to know that I'm so proud of you. I know you've had some tough decisions to make, but I'm so proud of where you ended up. And I'm so proud that you've found a way to be honest with yourself and honest with those around you. And that's all I ever really could have hoped for you. And I just want you to know that I wouldn't change one thing about you. I just love you with all my heart." That's what he would say.
Thanks, Dad. Love you, too.
Okay, brother. Talk soon.
Talk soon.
this is great. I'm so good at this.
You are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know who's really lucky?
Who?
My Beth and my kids. Because I can do this stuff.
Yeah.
They're so lucky. Who does this for me?
You got to go home and do this for them.
I know. Who's going to heal me?
Like, what
if the doctor's sick?
What are Molly and Evan's biggest beefs with you?
I think they think I'm too rigid. Maybe they think I'm too distant. I think when I'm in production and writing, they feel I'm too distracted.
Right.
I think they think I'm always disappointed with them or angry if they're because they don't if they're late with homework or not doing chores.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they know that I love them with all my heart.
I'll tell them.
If you could mention it,
yeah,
just drop them a note or something.
Yeah, no, I'm going to be seeing Evan on Sunday. So,
Evan's actually looking forward to that. I believe last Father's Day, Evan gave you a mug that said "World's Number One Dad."
Yeah,
and I got a mug that said "World's Number Two Dad." This is my own son.
Evan's given me a plate.
Yeah,
I got. I still have a plate on my wall.
How did this happen? Where did that come from? And you know what? I can't deny it. At some level, kind of stinks.
I know.
That's what he thinks is funny.
I know. That's why I love it. That's why he does it.
I know.
Because he knows it bothers you.
It kind of does. Where did that come from? How did he know how to do that?
Where do you think it came from?
I don't know.
All right. One more quickie.
Oh, can I? Do I have one more in me?
Harry and Madison, you're on the air.
Harry and Madison.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Andy, I think I'm giving you a treat right now. You can talk to me as my father.
Well, that is kind of a treat. Is your father still with us?
Yeah, he's right there next to you.
Oh, this is Harry. Oh, you're not in Madison.
Yeah, this is my
son. Harry in Hoboken.
Harry in Madison. No, Harry in Madison.
Harry Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, because I'm in. Hey, Harry, I'm so glad you called because you get to fill in some gaps. I'm sure people are wondering what kind of father your father is. How would you describe him? When you talk to strangers and they ask about your father, how do you describe him?
Quixotic.
That's perfect.
Quixotic. I like that.
Yeah, prone to trickery and treachery.
I see that side of him too.
in dishonest online, probably.
Not always. Okay, not always forthcoming when he's talking to you online.
Yeah. No. Definitely.
But Harry, I can't let you go without asking you to say some positive things about your old man.
Oh, positive things! Yeah. I'd have to tell Ken compliments.
Just a couple this morning. Well, we're looking at Father's Day. A couple.
Yeah,
now, I'll tell you this, sure. Harry. Harry, you're a great guy. You're becoming a great man, well-rounded and smart and empathetic. You must give your dad some credit.
Yeah, no, it's probably at least half from him.
At least half. Oh, I think that's wonderful to hear. Hey, I'm sorry you won't be joining us on Sunday.
Yeah, so am I.
We'll catch you next time.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Harry.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
I love you, buddy.
Love you too. I hope Andy, you enjoyed channeling that.
I did. I actually did. I had a great.
What
I
a heartwarming moment we've had.
Oh yeah. Oh, I love your son.
See you soon, Harry.
Well. All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
I've heard you talk about Harry all the time. I know how proud you are of him. Deservedly so.
Thanks to Veronica. Thanks to Nick the Bard. Thanks to Dana, our thank you girl for the year. And thanks to everybody who called. And Andy, you did amazing. That was incredible. Incredible.
Can I go home now? I'm just exhausted.
Yeah, you can go home.
Okay.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Irene with her special guest, Wes Swing.
I'm Irene Trudell here on WFMU, and joining me in the studio now are Wes Swing, along with Jeff Gregerson. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And they're going to play a few tunes for us, and we'll chat in a bit.
Thank you.
some beautiful cello and singing and looping here in the studio with Wes Swing and Jeff Gregerson, who've you've driven all the way down from Boston. We're catching you mid-tour.
That's right.
Here, my goodness, that's a long ride.
Yeah, we got a start last night and finished this morning.
Oh, so, boy. Well, I'm really thrilled that you were able to do this. I think we were trying to get something.